Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you, as always, by Pelican Brewing Company. It is survival of the chillest of Pelican's beach beer brewed on the coast. Bring the beach vibes to you. Available now at your local grocers. Let's talk some college football. Penn State fired James Franklin. They paid him $50 million to not work anymore. One of the more surprising turn of events from 17 days ago, the number three team in the country hosting College Game Day 2. They no longer have a head coach.
How quick would our guest quit whatever his job
is for
$50 million.
I mean, all of us immediately would say, in 1 second. We're hoping to have him on YouTube, but of course our cameras aren't working because that's usually how things work around here. Landon Tangwall, he does the Landon Tangwall Show, former offensive lineman at Penn State. You can check out his show on YouTube. You get people to kind of pop into your algorithm from time to time because all I'm consuming right now is college football content. And this guy keeps popping up and he's doing film breakdowns.
And our guy Pate swears by
him. Who is this guy? Where did this guy come from? He's breaking down all the stuff. It's great. And we thought we got to get him on the show. He's been awesome. So go check out his show and his great breakdowns. He did some good stuff last week on Oregon and Indiana going into the game. And you can follow him on Twitter at Landon Tangwall. Landon, good morning to you. The surprise factor in the James Franklin firing. You see that announcement on Sunday. As a former Penn State player, what's the reaction?
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, a lot of the fan base and a lot of the lettermen I've talked to are, I've used the term shell-shocked, because you sit here and 16 days ago, you are one. If Dante Moore fumbled the ball in the first overtime, if he kicks it and a Penn State defender recovers, Drew Aller, James Franklin, Penn State finally gets over the hump of that narrative they can't win the big one. And you go from that almost high of highs to 16 days later, here we sit and James Franklin is fired. Drew Aller's career is over at Penn State. It is complete disarray here in State College, Pennsylvania. And a lot of people are just sitting here. I think James Franklin included. I think all the players. How the hell did we get here when we were the number two team in the country? And so that's kind of the vibe right now from everybody that I've talked to. And I think the national media and people that are either Penn State fans or people that have covered it like or played on it like I have, it is interesting to see the divide, because you're seeing a lot of the national media say, hey, as much as James Franklin can't win the big one, you just fired a guy that went three seasons in a row winning 10 or more games. How can you do that? I think my response is, if you were following it close enough, you saw the relationship was over. Like, it was done. Like, it looked to me that Franklin had basically quit. The locker room was lost. Guys were not playing for each other. It was, you know, obviously I know a lot of guys on the team. They're my good friends. It was over. It was not salvageable. I think that was the biggest thing that people aren't understanding of, how could you do this? Well, Pat Kraft, the Penn State athletic director, even said, like, look, it was over. He said it wasn't just the three-game thing. Like, it built up to this. And finally, this was James Franklin's season. He gets everything he's been waiting for. He gets Jim Knowles, the highest-paid defensive coordinator in college football history. You get all of it. You bring everybody back, and this is the result. I mean, you know, there's no other way to go from here. And a lot of people are saying, hey, with this next hire, is it going to be better than James Franklin? Definitely not instantly. You're not going to go out and get a guy that's won 10 games in a row for three seasons straight. You're just not going to get that. But I think the relationship was over. The average divorce happens 8 years into a marriage in the United States. It was 12 years of James Franklin. It was a great time. Franklin pulled Penn State out of the dark ages. That, you know, we can be forever grateful.
Yeah.
But it was time for both parties to move on.
I'll tell you, man, I didn't know how over it really was, but I did see the post-game UCLA, and I was like, this dude, I think, is like, he has no answers, because his whole post-game was just bizarre, odd, and then lose Northwestern. I'm curious, when they make that move, I think the instant connection is obviously because Cignetti just wins at Eugene, and Penn State, for most people, over Indiana is the better job. Do you think they're making this like with the idea that they truly don't know who they're going to end up with? Or do you think they're making this move thinking, we're going to get that dude out of Bloomington and we're going to get him to Penn State?
You know, where you sit right now, and obviously Pat Kraft knows, the Penn State athletic director, he knows more than anybody because he's the one basically making the decision. I just had producer Jesse on from Pate's show. And he equated it to when you have, you know, whatever, your 10 draft picks, and you think they might be great, or you question it, you don't know. Like, you really don't know. And I think that's where you're at right now if you're Penn State fans, if you're college football fans. You don't know where you're going to go with this. I think anybody that's going to be in the playoffs is going to be difficult. Cignetti specifically, because I think this Indiana team is special. If they play into halfway through January, and you know, the portal is open from what, early January to, or you know, early to mid January. You can't wait that long if you're Penn State. You just absolutely can't. You got to build this roster. You're going to have to go out in the portal. It's going to be the most Penn State has ever used the portal in program history this year, as almost a guarantee. You got to start to get recruits back. National Signing Day is whatever, you know, mid December. You really can't afford to wait for a coach that's in the college football playoffs. So for me, as well as the fact that Cignetti, I think he probably likes it there. I think he wants to do a little bit more there. He's also an older guy, and I think Penn State, as much as he's a Yinzer, he's from Pittsburgh, so he represents everything. And he was at JMU, and I had three guys on my high school team that were committed to JMU. So I talked to Cignetti a bunch throughout high school and absolutely loved him. I think he would be a great coach, but logistically, I just don't think you can make it happen if you're Penn State. I think you need someone that can say, yeah, I'm ready as soon as this season's over. Let's get it going. Let's get recruiting. Let's try to get this team put together so we can actually field a good roster for 2026.
It's interesting you bring that up. We're talking with Landon Tangwall. He does the Landon Tangwall Show. You can check it out on YouTube. Great film breakdowns and previews of not just Penn State, but obviously everybody in the Big Ten. Had some great stuff last week on the Oregon-Indiana matchup. I you bring that up, and it's fascinating. I saw you had a graphic yesterday on the, you know, last year in the playoff, 12 of the teams were coached, 8 of them by first-time head coaches. And it seems like that's maybe the route that they might end up going here. Let's take a roll of the dice. We got great resources. And I'm wondering if we ever get to a point in college football where coaches, even if they're in the middle of a playoff run or going into a playoff run, leave because of everything you're highlighting. Like, that sense of urgency to get that year one roster right, it's such a nut crunch to jam it all into that time of like, all right, I'm in the playoff, but then the season's over, but now the portal's open, but now guys can go. It's so complicated to do. Like, do you think we'll get to that point? And is your big board mostly consisting of coordinators at this point?
Yeah. The timeline is just so rough. And so I think any time that happens, and look, when you're a head coach in the college football playoffs, unless you're Boise State or SMU last year, you have a feeling that you really could potentially win it all. You at least need to have that mindset. And I think Kurt Cignetti, as long as Indiana season goes the way it has, and after, you know, they beat Oregon, you got a lot of confidence. So I'm all in. There's no way I'm halfway out the door to Penn State that is, and once again, just complete, it is just disarray. Everybody is trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So I don't know if I'd be in a rush to leave that situation at Indiana. Hmm. Now, you know, as far as, sorry, I kind of missed it. What was the second part of that?
Just
question?
Like, what is your big board look like? Who are the guys that are on that list for you?
You know, so Matt Rhule's number one, and it's clear. Pat Kraft, Penn State's athletic director, they have a relationship. They go way back. Pat Kraft said yesterday, he listed off a bunch of values. He said, hey, we need to get back to basically bringing Penn State back together and someone that understands here. all that. He was basically saying Matt Rhule. It was evident Matt Rhule went to State College High School, which is in, you know, at Penn State. He played here on the defense. He had his first kind of GA job here in the late 90s here at Penn State. So Matt Rhule is Penn State. And I think Matt Rhule probably wants to come back to a degree. But the question is, for Pat Kraft, this has to be a home run hire. Like, you have to hit on this because Penn State fans are angry. They want to win. And if you go out and you lose the next, you know, you have losing seasons or just win 7 games the next 3-4 years, there starts to be some real questions. How did you those people then become right? That said, how did you let James Franklin go? And that narrative then comes back around. And, you know, James Franklin's probably out there smiling if that happens. So you got to be careful with that. I think some other people you can look at. You can look at, you know, a Stein, obviously, out there with you guys working his way up. Although I know I've seen on Twitter people are letting Stein have it right now. I'll tell you what. Holy cow.
Half the fan base would say, go ahead and take him, Landon. You can have him. We don't want him anymore.
I know. It's crazy. But I look at Fran Brown out of Syracuse, someone that will be available very likely as soon as the season ends. Hmm. So that's an option there. He is a northeastern type guy. Hmm. You got a couple. I mean, everybody's throwing out Matt Campbell as well. I'm not sure if I necessarily really like that one. Manny Diaz was the defensive coordinator here for 2 years. Manny Diaz was the greatest coach, the greatest leader, the greatest motivator that I've ever seen. Hmm. Has not got it done when he's been a head coach. So there's obviously that question, but very good recruiter. So, you know, that's someone that is definitely being thrown around. That name is being put out there. And you're going to hear a million different names. I mean, On3's coming out right now saying, you know, Pat Kraft's going to hit up Marcus Freeman. Well, you know, hit up Don Shula while you're at it and go ahead and hit up, you know. I mean, take your pick. Vince Lombardi, go hit him up too if you're going to say Marcus Freeman is not coming to Penn State. So, it's going to be a long, you know, we're going to hear a lot of different names thrown out there. You're going to get these dark horses that are thrown around. But where we sit right now, I think it's very likely, I'd say 50-50, that it's Rhule at this moment. But look, Nebraska comes to town. They come to play Penn State here in, I think, 5 weeks, 4 weeks. And, dude, I'll tell you what, that if Rhule wants to come here,
better show out,
not lose that game.
Yep.
The only way you hire Rhule is if he wins that game. So he better win that game if they want to come, if he wants to come here. So
yeah, that's a great point.
It's going to be interesting.
Our guy John Gruden had a thought on Will Stein, by the way.
Yeah, Will Stein will help you shine.
He'll help you shine out there at Penn State, man. I'll tell you what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let me get your thoughts on, we know Indiana's good. I don't know how much Indiana we need because we saw it. We've seen it. Cignetti, Google him. This is unbelievable. What was your takeaway watching Oregon? You saw them against Penn State. What was your takeaway against what you saw against Indiana with Oregon this past weekend?
Yeah, they came out with a hell of a game plan. And look, that Indiana, I mean, their defense as a whole, I think that is now a top-five defense from what we've seen them do just across the board. I mean, their front seven is truly legit. Those pressures, those blitzes that they were bringing, it was clear to me that Dante Moore, as the kids say, he was a bit shook. Like, he didn't know where the pressure was coming from. And I don't necessarily like watching the tape. It wasn't necessarily really on the offensive line. Yes, they had a couple lapses, but the running backs really struggled in pass pro. And Dante Moore did not help himself out a lot of times. Sometimes he was moving off his first read too quickly and kind of screwed himself there. And sometimes he was just sticking on it way too long. And it was just, it looked like he missed a couple throws that could have ended up being touchdowns. And so it's just the Indiana defense came with a fantastic game plan. And then the offense did kind of what they've always done. And they ran the ball well enough and had enough explosives there, kind of just up the middle. And they hit on their outside. Those like back shoulders, those comebacks, it was hard because there was multiple times where Oregon brought five or six and Mendoza was sitting back there for, 4.5 seconds. How can you expect DBs on an island to stay on that? I mean, obviously Finney's going to be fantastic, had the pick six. I can't put it too much on the Oregon secondary. I think the biggest problem in Oregon's defense right now is the linebackers. Jackson really should not be out there much at all. But, I mean, as a whole, even Betcher, they were struggling. They were getting blocked up. There were definitely flashes. Like, Amari Washington still handled the Indiana right guard, which was something I highlighted all week long. There was moments where Mateo had Benson the right tackle, but they just – I mean, like I said, credit to Indiana. They had a game plan, and that was the world they lived in for the most part, that Mendoza got the ball out quickly, and they still did that. He has the quickest time to throw in the Big Ten. It's like 2.6 seconds, so it's hard to get home against that, but they lived in that world. And then when they had to live in a world of, I need to hold the ball for 4.5 seconds, I didn't think leading up to the game that Indiana was going to be able to hold up, but their pass protection held up, and that was hard. That was hard for that Oregon defense to find a way to get home. So overall, you can just see how well coached Indiana is, and that they might not have the same talent that Oregon has, but they just came to play and they executed a flawless game plan.
Last one I got for you, Landon. I just am curious. I'm very conflicted right now. My team goes on the road to play your alma mater, and they beat Penn State in a whiteout, and it feels like the highest of highs of like, oh my God, they won another big game. This is great. Top five showdown. My coach looks like he's on cocaine after the game. Everything is wonderful in Eugene. 2 weeks later, we can't beat Indiana at home, which I think we're having a hard time stomach because it's Indiana, right? If you take the labels away, we know how good they are. But at the end of the day, it's like Indiana. We can't beat them at Autzen Stadium. And then I don't know how to feel about is the Penn State win still a good win? I don't know if you were an Oregon fan, now you're on the inside of this because I watched a lot of your preview stuff for the Penn State Oregon game and you played there and this was a big one. We knew how big it was. How should Oregon fans feel about their win over Penn State 3 weeks later?
Yeah, this is a Penn State team that obviously was not even close to the national expectations that were put on them. But I still don't think you can take away from the fact that Dan Lanning and company came out here to the East Coast, 7:30, whiteout. It was one of the most hostile environments that there's ever been, and they put it on Penn State. You see Dan Lanning doing throat slashes, and yeah, like he was on something by the end of the game. And it's like I don't think you can take that away. You can't take away the fight that Oregon had to win that game, and it was even kind of like you look there in the fourth quarter, and Oregon dominates for three quarters. And it's like, how the hell did we find ourselves in overtime? We were just beaten up on this team. Penn State's offense couldn't move the ball at all until the fourth quarter. And so I still think you found something out about that Oregon roster, about Dan Lanning. There was fight. I think everybody got chills watching Ducks versus them after the game and just kind of the buildup to that week. And so I don't think you can take that away from Oregon. But, yeah, I mean, you came out and it looked, Dante Moore looked like a different quarterback against Indiana. I'll tell you, this Penn State defense, this is the one thing I guess I'd question a little bit about Oregon's offense is like Nico and UCLA and North. Yep. I mean, they took it to the Penn State defense. So I guess logistically, I'm still impressed by that Oregon came out against Penn State and did that in the fashion that they did it, in the environment that they did it in. But talking actual schematics, I don't think this was that good of a Penn State defense. So maybe do you start the question, is that Oregon offense really as explosive as we thought it was? Mm. Is there, I mean, the wide receivers, at times, seeing they were a little clamped up. Guys were not as open as I expected. I mean, I'm watching DeCorian Moore, and I'm saying this guy has some of the best releases off the line in all of college football as a true freshman. And, obviously still incredibly talented, but the guys just weren't open. I think you didn't, involve Kenyon Sadiq enough, not even just in the passing game, when I was studying for Penn State and Oregon, I'm like, Kenyon Sadiq makes this offense hum. Not even just receiving, but the screen game. They'd give him end arounds. I mean, but mainly the blocking game. He was just the center point of all of that. And it seemed like they kind of got away from that. I know he got banged up at the end of Penn State there, but even Penn State's game, he wasn't like a big piece of that. And I thought he made the offense. I thought he was the second most important piece next to Dante Moore, honestly. So I struggle with where I'm at right now on this Oregon offense. And like I said, I think the defense is honestly fine. I think the line, and we've known this, the linebackers are the biggest liability. Yeah. They've really struggled. The block shedding, getting off. I mean, there was multiple things that I just saw where I'm like, they don't match up with how good the rest of the defense is with Oregon.
As quickly as possible, you got to be fast on this. Do you put your wallet or money clip in the front or back pocket? And are you comfortable enough to be completely nude in public?
Ooh.
This is great. I want to come on the show more, man. No, I go wallet, money clip goes in front left pocket for
Thank
me.
You. Yep.
And then being completely nude. No, I think I'm good off that. If we're from like a beach, maybe in like Italy or something like that, maybe I'd go for it. But like if we're in America, I'm New York City or I'm in Eugene, just on the street. Yeah. I think that's a hard pass for me.
You showered in front of an entire football team, but being nude in front of other people is different.
That's different. Yeah. We all know it's different.
It's different. Yeah. It's a different vibe, man. Even at the YMCA that I go to now, I feel so much different than the locker room that I was in.
Some old 80-year-old balls in there.
There's
like,
a lot of
dude,
old
this is
skin
weird,
going
man.
On
I don't
in
that
YMCA
see stuff. Oh, good stuff. Landon, look, he answered both questions correctly.
Yes, he did.
He's welcome back.
Yes, he did.
Landon Tangwall. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Landon Tangwall. He great stuff covering college football, the Big Ten. He's blowing up right now in the sport, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of watch the rise. Love watching the show. Go check out his stuff on YouTube, the Landon Tangwall Show on YouTube. Thanks for the time out here in Portland, man. We genuinely appreciate it, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
There you go, Landon Tangwall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.